Broadcasting for the Honda North Studios. Free lifetime state inspections, free service loaner cars, and free lifetime car washes with every service appointment. Just a few of the reasons why when we say a better deal, we mean it. Honda North. More cars, lower prices. Just try us. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station. 97.7, The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station. 97.7.
It's another edition of the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. This is our local music show presented by Shady Lady Productions and Utah Burgess, who's with me tonight in the studio to talk a little bit about the local music scene. And we are going to have a very special guest that we haven't spoken to in a while. So we're excited to have Mark Ferrari coming up on the show here tonight. But Utah, we're back at it playing some local music, and it's August.
Yeah, we were just complaining about it being the end of July last week, and now we're into August. So.
Yeah. But a lot going on with the music scene, a lot of great things happening, and everybody seems to be staying rather busy.
Yeah, that's been a common theme, I think, with a lot of our past guests, just commenting about how the scene really seems to be popping right now and really be happening. So I think we're going to discuss some of that with our upcoming guests as well. So it's a great thing.
Yeah, between breweries, wineries, festivals that are going on, events that are going on, I know you guys were just part of the big Rib Fest over at Paradise Park last weekend.
Yeah, that was a fun time there because they got that beautiful facility out there that they're starting to roll in with a bunch of events. And I know they've had some concerts out there in the past, brought some nationals in, and way back in the day, some very famous people had actually graced the stage there. So it was cool to get out there and check it out my first time there. So
Yeah. So everybody's been busy and happening, and it's hard, it's been a fun summer. It's just going a little too fast, but we've got some time left and a lot of things going on. As a matter of fact, a Rock Down Right tour stop happening out at the Hotel Beacon next Friday night, and I think there's going to be a fun mix of music coming your way Friday night.
Yeah, we tried to do this outside on the patio last year, but the weather wasn't going to let us. We were actually setting up, and Rob come walking at me. He's like, "It's going to rain." And boy, he was right. So we moved it all inside because I listen to Rob. Yeah. But so hopefully this can take place on the patio outside. Some great acoustic stuff with Justin Wade Band and Dempsey. So, and kind of some common themes running there, too. I think you'll hear about some struggles in their music, and it's beautiful music, and just glad that they're going to be a part of it.
Yeah, and appreciate all of the hard work of everybody putting that together and making it happen. It'll be a fun night out, so let's hope that the weather blesses us this time around with that. And, of course, the next one on that stop will be coming up Labor Day weekend. Corbri Woodstock is back, and this is such a cool event. Folks, if you've never been to Corbri Woodstock, I encourage you to grab a couple of tickets and bring your lawn chair and come down and enjoy the atmosphere, because it's a really cool setting. It's just friends getting together to listen to local music and enjoy a little spirit of the day. And it's very, very well done down in basically John Vento's backyard. He's got a beautiful, beautiful stage, but there's a lot of things going on. It's almost like if you were at the band jam, this is kind of like a little mini band jam for a day.
Yes, and I recommend you get your tickets early because this sells out every year. They do cap the number of tickets that are available for this, so you got to move on it. Online only. I don't think you're going to be able to show up at the gate and get a ticket, so really you need to get on it.
Yeah, CorbriWoodstock.com is the easiest way to get after it. And then following that, coming up in October again is the Rock Down Right Tour Stop Zeely on Tap, and wow, it looks like a fantastic resume that's going to be a part of that. And that's an event that you can kind of sip, munch, and jam on October the 13th, the third annual event that now benefits a couple of great organizations down in the Zeelia area, the public library, their community park, and our friends Wine and Spirit are going to be kind of the main headliner that day, but some great music going to be a part of that. I know Noble Hops have been there before.
Yeah, and Dave Hamilton from Brother from Another Mother, past guest on the show, he's the one that puts that lineup together every year, does a fantastic job. Him and his people are out there putting the stage together, doing the sound, the lights, everything, pulling that off. So it's a fun one. It's a nice fall day, just get out there and kind of chill out and enjoy everything that local community has to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. And there'll be two sessions for that. the afternoon and then an evening session, 2 to 5 and 7 to 10. And they even have something, I don't remember if this was done last year or not, but they're doing a VIP admission from 6 to 10. And that includes an early entry 1 hour before the second session begins, and then exclusive brews and bites. So you get a bite to eat, VIP bathroom facilities. So I think that's a new angle they're creating on this, which will be cool. But, boy, you want to talk about a great selection of breweries. I mean, my goodness, they've got a ton that will be there from all over the area. So it's a very, very well-done event.
Yeah, and if I recall, I think they even sold out the second session last year, got pretty close to it. So it was jam-packed, good time. Check it out.
Yeah. So you can stay tuned for more on that. We'll have further updates. Let's get to some music before we visit with Mark Ferrari. And we're going to play a young lady who we've played before. And this is a song that's actually a couple of years old. I know she's working on some new stuff, and we're anxious to hear that. But she's a young lady who popped out at Band Jam. And Brian Cease came up from the Red Lines and said, "Hey, want you to, you know, make sure you see her because he's been really kind of helping her cause a little bit," and that's Miranda Brandon. She's got some great material, and we're going to play One of a Kind from her.
Yeah, I remember the first time I heard this on our show, I was just blown away by it. So great stuff. Looking forward to anything she has to put out. We've got to get her on the show. Speaking of Paradise Park and the Rib Fest, went out day early. I kind of camped through the weekend, and so I could catch my good friends East Coast Turnaround as they played out there Friday night. So throw on their song, Love, Life, and Murder.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, and as is proper, because it's been that way since we began the show, this second segment of the show is brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, 323 2nd Street in Freeport. As a matter of fact, every Grassroots Show you have ever heard on The Rock Station 97.7, the second segment, has been brought to you by the Rainbow Inn. Why change a good thing?
Thank you, Phyllis, and everybody down at the Rainbow Inn. We sure do appreciate and love you.
Awesome stuff. We're going to get caught back up with a gentleman who has been a past Grassy nominee, has been featured as part of our Christmas show, has been featured as part of our Pittsburgh Steelers rally or anything black and gold.
Played a band jam.
Played at band jam. It's been a while since we've chatted with him, and we're excited to have him back on the show, and that's Mr. Mark Ferrari. Welcome to the Grassroots Show, Mark.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Utah. Thanks for having me back on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been, a couple of years, actually, since we've chatted to you. But it's good to visit again here. And why don't you get us up to speed on what Mark Ferrari has been up to of late?
Well, let's see. Lately, really busy summer. We've been playing a lot of pre-show parties at Key Bank Pavilion for some of those big shows that come through. And been doing some hospital shows. I was over at Forbes Hospital and Children's Hospital and doing some, you know, music therapy and bedside things for oncology patients. Food truck festivals, we've been working with, you know, other radio stations as well. We've been playing, performing at Market Square, and in the meantime, still writing and recording songs. So just keeping busy, you know, it's just a way of life, really. Music never dies. Doesn't matter how old you get, you know.
Yeah, we just move a little slower, that's all. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's cool to see you're getting that opportunity, and I mean, I think that says something when, you know, even the promoters are bringing you in and helping, you know, bringing you in to do shows to help kick off bigger events. I mean, that's a great connection to have, but at the same time, you know, you're doing a lot of different other local events, and, you know, I even saw you were playing a local winery, so you and Utah had something in common this past weekend, so, you know, it's cool to be staying busy and really enjoying what you love to do.
Definitely is. I mean, I think that's what keeps you young, you know, as long as you're following your heart and you're doing what you love. I mean, I think it keeps you alive a lot longer than just sitting still and not liking what you're doing. So,
yeah.
And the winery circuit's been pretty good to local music too. So that and the brewery circuit. So great avenues for local live music.
Yeah, we just played a Vinosky Winery yesterday, and I tell you, it was beautiful. It was like a castle on steroids. That place.
Oh yeah, where's and, that at?
It's in Ross Draver.
Okay.
It's our first time playing there, but tell you what, when you're playing at a winery and you got all that wine available to you, oh man, it quenches your thirst and some other things after you're done.
yeah, but you know, and it's cool that those establishments are doing what they do in allowing local musicians to have a performance. But at the same time, you see the people that are there, the customers that are showing up and frequenting these places. They are so open to that and receptive to the local music. I think it's a perfect marriage.
It really is. You know, it was eye-opening to me, you know, to finally get in that circuit as well. Because growing up in Pittsburgh and everything, when I was younger, you know, in my late teens, early 20s, I felt like there were a lot of avenues, there were a lot of bars. You could play anywhere. But, you know, as time went on, I feel like some of those big-name places have closed up. I feel like it's harder to play in certain, you know, sections of the city. Now it seems like wineries, you know, they've opened up, they open the door to local artists and, you know, and original musicians, and they are very welcoming with it. The people that show up, they're there before you are waiting for you to start.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's a positive thing.
Sure. Yeah, kind of, I guess you could say maybe the market's reinventing itself a little bit, just a little transition. And, we've talked a lot about things being earlier, too. You know, I think people were more receptive to that, where you can play a gig and hang out and, you know, maybe start a show at 6, 7 o'clock instead of starting at 9 and playing until 1 or 2 in the morning, which
right.
for us that are all aging, that benefits us, too.
Right. I definitely feel like the venues have opened back up and live music is making its way again. And I love that. So I hope it continues.
Well, you know,
and what you guys are doing is amazing, too, I have to say. I mean, just featuring local artists and getting their music out there, that's, sometimes it's hard to get your music heard, you know. And for you guys to do this show, it's such a nice platform for people. And I appreciate it, and I'm thankful to be on a second time.
Well, hey, we appreciate you being a part of it and honing that craft so that we have something to play. That goes hand in hand as well.
Right.
Yeah. So have you, since we last chatted, you've been writing some new material. I know you have a song that you're going to feature tonight that has also been featured on some local radio, which is very good to hear. We love hearing that aspect as well.
Yeah, the song is called The Deep End. I wrote this with a very well-known songwriter in Nashville. His name's John Edwards, and he has probably like 5 cuts on Jason Aldean's probably past 3 albums. He has a song on each one. So we teamed up, and we wrote The Deep End, it's more of a rock edge. You know, even though it was recorded in Nashville, we wanted to keep the Nashville songwriting element in it, but we definitely wanted to produce it, a little heavier, and kind of, keep it in my rock genre. So you'll hear it rocks pretty good, and the story's pretty good, too. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah. Now, John Edwards, is that somebody, that's a name that jumps out at me. Is that somebody you've worked with in the past, or how did that collaboration happen?
The whole thing happened. I recorded a song called Better This Way, which we're going to feature on the show today, too. I recorded that here, actually in Steubenville, Ohio, with Mike Ofka, Innovation Studios, and I took it down there to just kind of, tighten up some tracks and redo a few things. And when the producer down there was in the studio, I wasn't even in Nashville at the time, he was playing it for John Edwards, who was cutting a demo song. He's a songwriter, so he was cutting songs in the studio. And it was played for him, and he goes, "What is that?" He goes, "Oh, this is something I'm working on with my friend Mark in Pittsburgh." And so he heard Better This Way, and that's when he wanted to meet me. And so I flew down, met him, and then he wanted to co-write a song with me. Because he doesn't just write country. He likes to be in all, probably, he writes pretty good rock, too.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how the whole thing was established, the friendship and everything. And from that point on, we've done about 4 or 5 songs together.
Okay.
That's a pretty cool story.
Yeah, that's a very cool story. Well, let's hear one of those stories. We're going to play The Deep End right now. You mentioned that, and give it a listen, and we'll come back and chat some more as we visit with Mark Ferrari here tonight on The Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Keep my head above this water. I'm drowning slow. You play the perfect part. You fooled me from the start, and I never thought I'd see a surprise ending. Crowd goes wild as you enter the stage. The curtains draw and the lights start to fade. You had me going, never knowing that we'd end up this way. Now you apologize. You're full. Back to your dressing room, the makeup you remove leaves a stain on your face. That's the crown in you. You did more harm than good. They told me that you would, and that's the dirty truth. I'm washing my hands of you. Everybody's got a price to pay. The price was right. End up this way. Now you apologize. You're full of regret, and there's nothing to say. I'm better this way. I'm better this way. I'm better this way.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
You're listening to the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. We talk everything local music in the local music scene, and we are brought to you by local hometown organizations and companies, and one of those is Broz's Superette, where they are high on the hill and right on the price. To me, best ham loaf ever made in the history of the United States can be found right in your backyard, right at the top of the hill outside of the city of Butler. In fact, they're right on the border, Butler City, Butler Township, Broz's Superette, the corner of Rockenstein Avenue and South Main Street. And they're a great connection to music, too. They've been musicians, and they've been in the scene, and they know. In fact, the background music you'll hear a lot of times has been created by them. So I encourage you to stop up and browse around and thank them for supporting local music, our grassroots show here tonight. We're visiting with Mark Ferrari. Just heard a couple of tunes going into the break. And heard The Deep End and Better This Way. And Mark, you said that those were interesting connections for you through a connection that you made, actually.
Yeah, it all came about from writing the song Better This Way. And then that led to, you know, John Edwards hearing it in Nashville. And then that led to creating The Deep End. So it's funny how it all ties together.
Yeah, that's great stuff. And I was seeing, too, you were mentioning that you've been had the opportunity to open some folks. I saw on your Facebook page you did the VIP party for Steve Miller Band and Peter Frampton recently back in June. That had to be a cool experience.
Oh yeah, that was a lot of fun. And anytime you're part of the daily events and you see your name, you know, featured on, you know, Times, you know, for the day, it just makes you feel good and feel appreciated. So we did do Steve Miller and Peter Frampton. I'm doing the Counting Crows and live on August 30th out there, and I'm also doing Darius Rucker and Lady Antebellum September 8th. So those are all exciting shows, and I'm very happy to be a part of those. So thank you to Jennifer Stokes out of KeyBank Pavilion for making that happen.
Yeah, that's fantastic. When you're out playing, Mark, I mean, obviously you do the winery. I'm sure, you know, you can do some solo things by yourself, but do you have guys that traditionally play along with you when you're out and about?
I do. I mean, originally I played with Todd, who was on the show last time we did this, Bob. You guys know Todd. We played together for 9 years, and then when he had to kind of hang it up, you know, I went solo for probably 3 years, and then... You know, it's funny, I was playing the Rivers Casino, and I ran into my old lead guitarist from when I was, like, 22, 23, from, like, my first band. And, you know, we just started talking. We were always on good terms. We always stayed in touch, but I didn't know. You know, he didn't really play my kind of music, or I really didn't know what he was doing in the music scene anymore. So he liked, you know, a little bit of other type of... he was influenced by, like, Van Halen and different bands, which are great, but I think he was doing more of those types of things. But then, you know, we hit it off again. We started playing again, so it immediately became a duo thing again when he could play. And then I have a couple other close friends, Gary Reese, Brian DeLallo, who I met, you know, at my day job years ago. And Gary actually showed me my first three chords on the guitar back when I was, you know, just a god, 21, 22. So I give him credit for, you know, putting a guitar in my face. I'm very happy because what's come from that time till now is just, I would have never even believed it, you know. So anyway, he'll accompany me sometimes. Brian DeLallo is a percussionist, and he's also a high school football coach. And I mean, so these guys do a lot of other things, but we do have that one thing in common, and we love music. So if a venue, you know, calls for a three-piece or a band, then I immediately call these guys, and they're always welcome to play with me, you know, because they're good, and I respect them as musicians. And you know, it's solo's nice, but it's also nice to play with other people and just, you know, you kind of gel together, you feed off each other. And, you know, Utah, I mean, you play music too. It's just a whole different experience when you're jamming with people.
Very cool. We're talking with Mark Ferrari tonight on the Grassroots Show. And, Mark, what's in store for? I know we're starting to get a little closer to the end of summer. Scary as that is to say, as we've entered August here. But where can people follow you? Where can they find Mark Ferrari material?
Well, they can follow me on markferrarimusic.com. That's all one word. Mark Ferrari, like the car, music. Everything's updated on there as far as, you know, the most recent songs I recorded, they're all in the playlist. People can listen to those for free. Just make sure you have a flash player, and that's then it pops up. Upcoming shows, I mean, we have the Baltimore House on July 28th and Penn Hills Community Day on the 4th. We do a lot at Seven Springs. We have the Fayette County Food Truck Festival. I'm also doing a comedy festival in November at the Monroeville Convention Center. So a lot of cool, interesting shows, you know, that I personally am looking forward to. But if you don't mind, can I drop my lead guitarist's name? He's the only one I didn't mention, and his name's J.R. Lockwood. Great guitar player. So he's the one that plays with me a lot as well.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's in the quick link at markferrarimusic.com once again, where you can find out a little bit about Mark. See the events. You got a great events page, and it is certainly busy, which is very cool to see.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm happy it's that way. I really thought I'd be slowing down at my age, but it's crazy. I'm doing the complete opposite, you know. So, but if anyone's interested in purchasing the music too, you can get it right online. I'm also on iTunes and Amazon, Google Play, Spotify, like all those links. Mm-hmm. I'm all on those platforms.
Well, we love to see local musicians get lots of support. So listeners, make a purchase and support the cause and get out and see Mark Ferrari. He's going to be at somewhere near you soon because you've got a lot going on. And any thoughts of getting into the studio and putting things out, or are things just too busy for Mark Ferrari right now?
Oh, man, I do want to get in the studio. I mean, honestly, I fantasize about being in the studio all the time because that's like the other part of the music scene that just I feel alive in, you know, when you're creating. Mm-hmm. I love playing live, and then I love making music, especially when you think you're onto something that you're proud of and it sounds good. So, yeah, I mean, that's always on my radar. It's just, you know, when am I going to fit it in? And I like to record everything at Benchmark Sound in Nashville. So, you know, I got to always have, like, my schedule clear for at least a 3 or 4 day thing when I do that. Mm-hmm. But I've been writing a couple new songs in different tunings. So I'm so anxious to get these songs laid down and, you know, for, like, a different sound. So I never mess with alternate tunings too much, but I've pretty much dove into that in the past year. And I'm writing songs that sound a little different acoustically, but more like a Goo Goo Doll vibe. You know, you can always tell them apart when you hear certain songs. It's kind of that effect. That's what those alternate tunings do. So, yeah, you know, always creating and you're always learning.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's the great thing about music. It's that creative process just seems to get nurtured by you musicians in a constant fashion, but yet in different ways sometimes too, which creates a whole nother animal. So,
right, yeah. Right.
Well, Mark, great to visit with you and catch up again here. And we're going to play a couple of more tunes. Why don't you tell us about the next two tunes that we're going to play for our listeners?
Okay. The song Beautiful When You Cry, that's a ballad. And that's pretty much about, you know, it's about someone who's feeling pretty down, low, down in the dumps. Life, they feel like maybe life was a little unfair to them. And it's just about letting them know, you know, it's okay to cry, it's okay to feel that way, but you do got to pick yourself up because there's better days, you know, it's not always sunshine. And when it does rain, it pours, but you know what, you got to get up and you dance in the rain, you know, you got to do something about it. But letting that person know you're there for them in the end. And so that's what that song's about. And the last one is Living on Love. That's the title track to my most current album. And that song's about just being able to live on love alone. I know a lot of people say you can't just live on love, but this song is about just living on love. And it's funny because this whole song is mentioning things that I don't need because of the only thing I actually do need, which is love. But when I look back at the song and I read the lyrics, like some of the lyrics, like, you know, I don't need a Red Bull to get me through today. I don't need a GPS to help me find my way. I always laugh because there are times where I do need a Red Bull or I do need a rock star. These gigs are like driving me, you know, they're just, you go from one to another. Sometimes there's a double gig. I'm like, and I'm not big on those energy drinks, but trust me, when I drink it, it helps. And I think I have like maybe one a month, but yeah. when I do it, it's necessary. And believe me, I depend on my GPS for anybody. So it's funny. I it's a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek thing, but it rocks. It's upbeat. It's a feel-good summer song, and it is the title track of my third album. So
fantastic. Mark, best of luck in the future. Hope to see you soon. And again, folks, check out the music from Mark Ferrari. We appreciate you being a part of the show here tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Yeah.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Utah. I appreciate it more than I can even express. Thank you again.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. Here on the Grassroots Show tonight, we've got a little special opportunity to visit with one of the local musicians who is fronting a local band who just, as a matter of fact, was part of our band jam at Cooper's Lake Campground. And you have a great opportunity to see them in downtown Butler coming up on Friday of the coming week. That'll be the 10th. It is part of the Deal Automotive Concert Series down on the Butler Health System stage. You'll get to see the Redlines. And lead vocalist Brian Cease is with us here on the Grassroots Show. Brian, how you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
Doing great. Well, what a fun thing to see music returning to downtown Butler, and just a really cool setup the way things are going in downtown Butler.
Yeah, it is exciting. I'm finally made it out to the first one last Friday. It was a good time.
Of course, you guys are going to be there this week, and I know you've been very busy. You guys did Band Jam, and you have an event, another appearance in downtown Butler with the Fall Festival. But you guys have been busy in the studio, haven't you?
Yeah, I think we started, I don't even know now, maybe 2 months ago. We finished two complete songs. They're ready to go, and we jumped back in for 3 days at the end of August, and then another 2 days, the beginning of September. And hopefully that'll finish out the recording of our EP, which has been a long time coming.
Yeah, you get excited to hear it, and I know we got a little taste of it at Band Jam. Will you be sampling a little bit of new material this week?
Yeah, we'll be doing two songs from that on the 10th.
Very cool. So what can people listening today anticipate when they come down to downtown and enjoy some of the fun on Friday night?
Well, we're going to kick it off with our friends from the Highland Brothers Band. Dave and Justin are going to play some acoustic tunes for us from 6 to 6:30. And then immediately after, the Red Lines are going to do some rock and roll for 90 minutes. A bunch of the standard original Red Lines tunes. And we're going to do a bunch of extra covers this time around since, the crowd's a little different. Hopefully you'll be playing for a bunch of different people who've never seen us before. I want to give people some songs that they may already know. We rev them up Red Line style.
Oh, and you guys do a great job with that. It's always, I tell you, listeners, it's always a fun time when the Red Lines are involved. And a pat on the back to you guys. You know, you are always so supportive of the local music scene and other musicians. I know you always have something fun going on when we have you at the band jam, and you always are bringing people up. And, you know, there's a prime example with Dustin and, Justin and Dave taking an opportunity to do a little opening warm-up. You guys really are not shy about sharing the stage with the other local musicians.
Yeah, and I'm glad you say that because that reminds me, I believe we have our friend Nick Landon from Harmony Hot House going to join us for a couple of songs on his banjo.
Very cool. So it's going to be a great night.
Going on as well.
Yeah, going to be a great night of rock and roll. You know, I affectionately said this a couple of episodes ago. I said, I feel that you guys are kind of like, you know, the energy and the style and just rock and roll that you bring. You're the Rolling Stones of Western Pennsylvania. And I truly mean that because, Brian, you guys put on one heck of a show, and I know you're going to entertain people.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. Yeah, I heard that when you said that night. That was a very, very nice compliment. Thank you.
Of course, a lot of fun other things happen around this, too. You know, people can come hungry to downtown Butler.
Yeah.
They got
vendors for these concert series. On that night, the 10th, August 10th, we have the food vendor is the Chop Shop, which is some great local cuisine. I love the Chop Shop. I believe I was going to name a dish that I get. I can't even think what Eternal Damnation, I believe. Their pork barbecue pork sandwich.
Yeah.
And our beer vendor that night is Butler Brew Works.
Fantastic. And, of course, the sponsors this week, Cummings Coffee and Cummings Candy. And, of course, they have two locations, one downtown and, of course, their west location, which they usually are sporting some local musicians from time to time, and also the Chop Shop helping to sponsor. It's just really cool to see the collaboration that happened, the people that have put this together and made it happen, but also the vendors, the sponsors that have jumped on to help out the cause to resurrect the music in downtown Butler. It's a great thing.
Yeah, yeah, I like it a lot. And hey, you mentioned Cummings having music at the West location. So great opportunity for me to tell you about something I'm really excited about. On September 28th, I'm going to share the night over at Cummings West with my son Noah. Oh. It'll be his first gig.
That's awesome. So September 28th, mark your calendar, friends. That'll be a Friday night, and that's traditionally, they usually have some special guests in out at Cummings West. So Brian and Noah Cease will be going at it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, man. It's always great to see, you know, the siblings come along and get their taste, and that'll be a perfect little setting for them to kind of get that little musical vibe.
Yeah, and also on this new EP coming up, he actually, for the two songs that we recorded, he actually did backing vocals on one of them.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
That's a special thing I know for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, totally.
So, all right, Brian, and of course, we're excited to have that show Friday. You got anything else exciting to tell the listeners that they might want to catch?
Yeah, actually, the night before that, August 9th, my friend Zach Keim out of Pittsburgh will be playing at Recon for the first time, and I think it's his first time in Butler. So if we could all go out and support him, that would be great. That's at Recon from 7 to 9. He's doing his solo folk thing. He's also the front man of a garage rock band called the Knox Boys. Both his solo stuff and the Knox Boys are on the local label Get Hip Records. So you should go out and support Zach. I plan on being there.
Oh, fantastic. Recon Brewing, Route 8, north of Butler, out in Sutter Township. They've got some great brews, great eats, and Zach Keim will be there on the 9th. So, hey, we've got your week filled up with some great music, no doubt. Well, Brian, keep up the great work as the Red Lines and all you do, and I know you're a huge supporter of the scene as well. And keep up the great work. We'll be anxious to hear the music from the new EP. But again, fans, check out the Red Lines this Friday night. That's, of course, already August the 10th. Downtown Butler, they'll be on the Butler Health System stage as part of the Deal Automotive Concert Series. And, well, Dave and Justin Hyland will be there to open things up, and then the Red Lines take the stage. So, Brian, thanks for checking in on the Grassroots Show here tonight.
Hey, Bob, thanks for having me.
How a life could be. She feels so mistaken, so misunderstood. And I would gladly ease her pain if I thought I could. And truth can be so dirty when you wash away all the lies. What's the point of having everything and feeling empty on the inside? She used to smile.
she can't breathe. There's a tear on her cheek. Don't have to cover those eyes. You're beautiful when you cry. Don't live with this pain. When the sun goes down, you gotta dance in the rain. I know you got a list of things you wanna change, but I'll never treat you like you don't exist. She used to be laughing out loud, and she used to smile.
It's grilling season at Bros' Super End. Stock up for your summer parties, cookouts, and camp. Pick up your burgers, hot dogs, kielbasa, wings, steaks, or marinated chicken. Then grab a couple of side dishes and buns, and you'll be all set for an easy meal. Plus, try their smoked meats. And Bros' is king of the ham loaf in Butler. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4. Corner of South Main and Rockenstein, where they're high on the hill and right on the price. It's Bros' Super End.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Well, as you just heard, it'll be an opportunity to see Zach Keim at Recon Brewing in Center Township, Butler County, Thursday, August 9th. And the following night, it's the Red Lines as part of the Deal Automotive Concert Series in downtown Butler with special guest openers Justin and Dave Highland of the Highland Brothers Band. The Rock Down Right Tour will continue in September, Labor Day weekend, Sunday, September 2nd. It's the Corbri Woodstock Music Festival, a day-long celebration of family, friendship, peace, and music, Corbri Wood Lane in Gibsonia. The music kicks off at 11 a.m., runs to 11 o'clock that night, and some of the acts you'll have an opportunity to see: the Shiners, the Needs Hotel Band, the Tina Daniels Band, the Noble Hops Band, Spectrum, the Mixus Brothers, Mojo, and Elena. Get tickets at CorbriWoodstock.com. Advance online sales only. $20 per ticket. Kids 12 and under are free. And you'll want to get those tickets, CorbriWoodstock.com, because that event will sell out. From the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, coming up on Wednesday, August 15th, it's another Thunder at the Barn Bike Night at the Rockin' Red Barn, Peter B's in Sarver, featuring Gatto Harley-Davidson, Coors Light, and Twisted Tea. $2 tacos, giveaways, and live acoustic music on the deck with Pixelated. Again, that's coming up on Wednesday, August 15th. On Friday, August 17th, check out the Noble Hops Band live at the Narcisse Winery from 6 to 9 o'clock. And be sure to mark your calendar for Thursday, August 23rd. The Noble Hops Band will be at the North Country Brewing Cannery Bike Night. It's a Rock for Recovery tour stop to benefit Dave Sloan from 6 until 10 o'clock.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions and The Rock Station. I'm Bob, along with Utah, and we appreciate you being a part of the show tonight and appreciate the fact that P&W Construction are presenting this particular segment of our show. And a great visit tonight with Mark Ferrari. Great to catch back up with him. And he sounds great. The material sounds fantastic, and it's great to see that he's staying extra busy, too.
Extra busy, yeah, definitely. He's come quite a long ways there, so... Yeah, mad props to him. And speaking of P&W Construction, yes, it's August, but there's still plenty of construction season left. So
yes,
maybe get that pole building done or something.
Yeah, that's right. If you need, need yourself a little storage area or whatever, they can do it. They can do it for you. And so I certainly hope that you'll take advantage of that. And if you do, thank them for being a part of the local music scene in the Grassroots Show here tonight. Again, our concert calendar is open to any musician out there. If you want to get us material, send it over to grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. BCR stands for Butler County Radio. Very simple. Grassroots@bcrnetwork. Get us a lead time of a couple of weeks. I know we've had people in the past send us a note, and they'll send it out on a Wednesday, and it's for Sunday. Or Saturday. Well, the show airs on Sunday, and a lot of times we're pre-recording it ahead of time. So give us a couple of week lead time. If you have something coming up last week of August, send it now, and we'll be able to promote it for you. And that's what that's there for. It's for your entertainment value and use as well, kind of like a social media page, just live on the radio. So grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Going to wrap up with a couple of tunes and actually go back to one of our first sponsors, the Meat Locker Recording Studio, a band that has emerged out of there. And they made their debut at the Band Jam and really did an incredible job. We're going to play a song from Meat Hook and one of their latest called Better Off Over.
Yeah, they were fantastic. That was fun to catch, and can't wait to see them again live. And I said we take the show out with the Shiners and their song Something, and they recently got to open up for one of my favorite artists, Roger Klein and the Peacemakers. Unfortunately, I was out of town and could not attend, but throw some Shiners on.
Yeah, yeah. I had the opportunity to see them for the first time, thanks to you and Rob, because you turned me on to that, and I'd never saw them live, and wow, what a fantastic show. So yeah, check them out. And we'll talk to you again next Sunday night with our local music show. It's known as Grassroots here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Tell me I'm trying.
broadcasting for the Honda North studios. Worried about paying too much for the new car you want? At Honda North, we've got your back. Our lowest price guarantee assures you won't find a better deal within 30 days of your new car purchase. Some restrictions apply. For details, go to hondanorth.net/lowest price guarantee. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone, to walk on. Checks his back, flexes his thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there, Diane, gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Kids doing best they can.
From a song.
Oh my God.
Without you, I'd be miserable at best. I don't let them kiss the
midnight rider. Old man, take a look at my life.
I'm a lot like you were.
I love it when great minds come together.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
Thank you.
saw fire in the sky. I felt my heart pound in my chest. I heard an eagle cry. Now I'm alive, I can breathe the air. Feel the wind, smell the earth in the air.
Station 97.7.